Like, you know, when people get hurt, they prescribe, like, pills and all that shit. When, like, I was just, I had injured my own. My knee area earlier. And I smoked the blunt. I just totally forgot about it. Yeah. Like, it was just, what do you feel about that?
I think you're right. I mean, they don't care if we, you know, get fucked up on alcohol.
I don't think so.
You know, and then that prescription business is $1 billion industry. You know what I mean? So I think
we'll go see.
But, I mean, knowing that the 15 years in the NBA, all it took for me was a joint. Yeah. None of the other bullshit. Right. So I just smoked me a joint at the end of the night. It'd be fine.
And he stayed on probation. He was like the criminal of the NBA.
Yeah, you know, he stayed on the NBA.
He stayed on probation.
How was that? How was people?
I mean, you just gotta be. I played a long time and learned from my vets. You know, you just gotta be able to maneuver the system. Like I said, I'm not somebody that's gonna be popping pills and drinking all kinds of alcohol. I drink on occasions, but you know me, I'm a medicator. You know what I mean? So I just, you know, found ways to make it work.
Now, sis, you are Gucci down to the socks right now.
Prison watch, prison watch.
Yeah, I see everything you got on. Like, what's going on?
It's a bitch.
Okay, they tell me, when your name is one of them, you run it that way. Is that true?
Like a power type.
Oh,
so we'll be able to, you know, explain to her because she gets in her feelings sometimes when she hears stuff about Suge, and it's always bad. And I try to tell her, like, unless you have a larger platform, you have to tell people what they are, you know, basically, like, Suge is known for being a larger-than-life thug or whatever persona may be.
Right.
So, you know, my idea when I pitched, you know, was trying to talk to her about it was, you know, if we do a series that we can go into every character and develop the character and show the good, bad, and the good side and bad side.
So, is there ever going to be a Suge Knight movie? Does that make more sense? Wait. Like, as opposed to, like, Death Row?
You can't tell a Death Row story in 2 hours, and based on the lie, okay, the people's truths that they told in their movie.
Wait, hold on, is that how you felt about the Tupac's?
People told their truths, like,
Straight out of Compton,
that was their truth.
Right.
Michelle had her truth.
Right.
This L.T. Hutton that only knew Tupac for 75 days, he had his truth. You know, I felt like John Singleton should have kept that. You can't talk to John Singleton without John even crying. Like, if you say something about Pac, John gets emotional.
Wow.
And so, like, he was like, you know, I think LT did it for the wrong reason. I don't feel like LT did it to glorify Pac. I just felt like, oh, they did a Biggie movie, I'm gonna do a Pac movie. Like, what do you know about Pac besides the shit that you Googled? You know, when a person dies, you can't verify. So I can say, like, you know, like, my grandmother died. So I can tell you a whole bunch of stories about my grandmother. She's not here to say if it was true or not. That's how I feel about the Tupac one. That's how I feel. And I felt like everybody does something and they always say, you know, focus on the negative of Suge. But they don't remember, like, there's certain people, like, I remember Suge was paying people with his mothers was living in their houses and she would pay their houses off.
You know what's very interesting to me, right? Which is the most interesting thing about, like, the Suge, when I hear other people talk about Suge, is always Daz and Corrupt.
Took care of too many people, and he got himself in deep. You know what I'm saying? Because because you only, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how niggas get rich and, you know, you buy homies. You know what I'm saying? But I just felt like he, that was his whole downfall, just not leaving the hood, just not, right. You know.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta outgrow the hood. Like, I don't care how much you want to keep it real. There's certain doors you gotta walk in by yourself. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much you want to hold the homie down or whatever. But what was your favorite team you played for?
Favorite team? Probably the 2007 Warriors. The first time we were the team. So that was
you said the Lakers.
The Warriors.
Man, you fucking me up right now.
I mean, Lakers are my favorite team all time. Still my favorite team. I love when I was there, you know, fucking with Kobe and them. But the favorite team I played on was definitely that Warrior team.
Do you think, I said the Warriors, but do you think the NBA is too soft?
Oh, yeah. Before I retired, I was getting suspended 2 games for pushing people. You know,
or cussing
at a ref. This is a game suspension. And back in the day, you used to really be scrapping it. It would just be like hockey. Sit down for a second, then, you know, come back in the game. But it's different. But I understand where the NBA is trying to go. They're obviously trying to clean up their image, and they want some people to score a lot of points. You know what I mean? So that takes away from the defense and the physicality of the game. So you just got to adapt and get left behind. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I had my run when I had it. I wish it could have been a little bit more physical. I grew up watching, you know, the Pistons and the Lakers and the Pistons, the Boston Celtics and the Bulls back in the 80s. You know, that's what I wanted, you know, was hoping it would be like when I got there. But it was cool while it lasted, but it's definitely a lot softer now. But like I said, I understand where they're trying to take the league. So
who was the person that you played against and you was like, you never wanted to play against them? Like, it was hard.
It wasn't that I never wanted to play against, because I always wanted to play the best, because I was the one every night that had to guard the best player. So I was guarding LeBron, Kobe, KD, you know, whoever, Melo, Ginobili, D-Wade.
You were like the renegade of every team.
I love it. Yeah, I love that part. So it wasn't the one I didn't want to play against. Like, the better you were, the more I wanted to play against you. But I would probably say the coldest dude I played with was definitely Kobe. All right. Monster.
Kobe?
Kobe.
Okay. You played with Kobe, too.
With him and against him, yeah.
So you're saying you're picking him up for both?
Yeah, both.
Wow. That's
dope. He's a different beast.
Now, I heard something like about Tom Brady, like how he trains with his people. Mm-hmm. Is Kobe like that?
I think there's a misconception of him, because if he doesn't fuck with you, he's not really going to fuck with you. But if he opens up, he's cool. You know what I mean? There were several times where I would drive out to Orange County, you know, for the night and work out with him the next day. We hit the track, hit the weight room, work out, you know. So when he and I definitely bonded. But as far as other people, I'm not sure. I know now he's kind of mentoring some of the younger guys, which I like seeing, because, I mean, his knowledge, you know, his understanding of the game is endless.
Right. So, like, have you ever been on a team where you hated your teammate?
Not at all. No. I think, you know, I've been on teams or gone to teams where I thought I didn't like somebody, but when I got a chance to meet them, it was real cool.
Like, I did tour some people I hated. Like, I'm not gonna die.
I think when you were a team, you with your team more than with your family. We were just every single day, all day.
Because that's what I'm about to ask you. Like, how is that? How is that camaraderie? Like, when you, because you guys are like, what is it, 16 players on a basketball team? And you guys just meet each other.
Everywhere.
And then all of a sudden, you guys got to hit 48 states. Like, how do we?
The chemistry is different.
And we got to remember, all men is naturally, like, alphas. Right. We're all naturally alphas.
The best of the best.
So how does that work? Yeah.
I think what it is, the chemistry is most important. And you're able to play with a bunch of great players and keep the egos aside, that's when you have something special.
You know? They say that the way you know somebody is either you go to jail with them or you go on tour with them.
Yeah.
And then you will know exactly who that person is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, you know, there's people you may mess with more than others, but I can't really say that there's people you just completely dislike on team. You know, I've never been on a team like that.
Well, okay. Ask me if he ever played off a team and I didn't like it.
Yeah, there we go. Here we go. Let's go. Team.
Can I ask me?
Yeah, okay, y'all. I mean, what team he played?
This is not my, where the camera at? I don't have nothing to do with this shit. Don't try to hold this shit with me.
It's this guy. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna even say it.
Please.
Well, Austin Rivers, because, like, Austin Rivers
Austin
got...
Austin Rivers, that's
yeah,
Doc Rivers.
Doc's little girl.
Okay.
It's
wow.
Like, he...
Okay.
He, like, you would think he was, like, really Kobe. And I'm like, bro, come on now.
you mean?
At the end of the day, you're trying to win a championship, so you want, you know, you want to make sure, you know, I mean, I was the first person that came up to Austin and told me, you know, LA is a little different, you know what I mean, it's more than just basketball, you need anything, you know, holler at me, you know what I mean, so that's the way I look at things, and I may not be a best friend to hang out off the court, but I fuck with all of my teammates.
Right, so what is the best era in basketball?
Oh.
What was the best era, like?
Celtics, Lakers.
Whether when you was involved or not, whatever you think is the best era in basketball.
Man, probably late 80s, 90s. And there was a lot. I mean, obviously, you know, with Kobe and them.
Bird,
Bird, yeah.
Oh, I'm not going with
you,
Paul.
Yeah, no, Bird, Magic.
Jordan, Magic.
Magic. You know, the Knicks back then. Like the I like the Knicks back then. The 92. Yeah, the first dream team. I mean, that was a great time of basketball. A lot of amazing Hall of Famers. And they really got to play physical basketball. You know what I mean? Wasn't no flag football type shit out there. So that's what I grew up watching and loved and wished that the NBA could have stayed that way just a little longer.
Okay. What's the best era in hip hop?
The 90s.
The 90s, goddamn it.
Say that without hesitation.
The 90s.
No, there's no question about
it. Okay, now when you say the 90s, you're talking Death Row.
I know, I'm talking about music.
The whole decade.
East Coast, West Coast, everywhere in between. You know what I mean? Because it was real music. It wasn't, you couldn't get away with putting out no bullshit. You could get away and put, anybody could put an album out today or a song.
Oh, it's hard,
and it's disappointing. You know what I mean? I think music would be a whole lot different if Pac and Biggie were still around, because I think you would have to, they'd have to hop bar so high.
Right. And a big L, a big pun.
There's a lot of, you know, those two come to mind at most, but a lot of bullshit slides through the crack these days because, I mean, one, because of social media, but two, is just because there's no one really holding motherfuckers accountable.
Like, when you think about it, Pac and Biggie was 24 years old.
They bad young.
They were 24. Like, that's crazy.
We forget
now. They were just now.
Something with Pac down, I was like, fuck.
Do you ever get mad when you see like these younger generation people?
She gets mad at everything.
Who don't really respect like the OGs? They don't respect like, because like at the end of the day, right? I heard you say earlier, you said you're 40, right?
44.
You're 44. Okay, I'm 40, right? So our era, like, even if we didn't even respect our elders, we didn't let them know that.
Yeah, right.
Like we would be like, oh, I ain't fucking with nowadays, this generation, they don't give a fuck about what came.
I'm glad you asked me that.
Right.
I'm gonna say there's just a particular person that I'm just gonna say his name, Wack 100. I feel like the way that he disrespects legends is like, it's just total, it's just disrespectful. Like you said, like we grew up, like, you know, we respected our elders, and then for him to get on and he said some things about Pac and Pac's mother, bro, you never knew Pac. You came around with Death Row when Suge was getting out of jail and trying to pick up the pieces. Right. You never met Pac. So you can never say that, you know, and just as a person, as, you know, however you feel about, you know, Pac. Right. You know, like, even like, I didn't listen to East Coast rap when we were beefing with Bad Boy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That was forbidden. We couldn't listen to that. I used to sneak and listen to Hypnotize. Right. You understand what I'm saying?
That is a dope story.
So, for him to, everywhere I go, someone has love for Pop. You know what I'm saying? Except for bitch ass fuck Rasta Flex. Flex, but everybody else, like, you, they always, no matter how you feel, you're gonna say something. Pop was dope. Big was dope. Like, we love Biggie out here. You know what I'm saying? We, and they love Pop in New York. So for him to get on here and he to say that Pop was this, and Pop, for you not to even know this man, and then speak ill of this man, he said, then bring his innocent mother into it. That's disrespectful. Then he gets on, and then he disrespects Bone Thugs and Harmony. You cannot take anything away from Bone Thugs and Harmony. If they smoke a mountain of coke, a mountain of cocaine a fucking day, that's not your, why are you judging these people that they actually are legends?
Right.
You know, Bone still sell out shows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you're just on social media, you know, being like disrespectful for, and I just hate the whole disrespect behind people nowadays. You know, then for the little boy said, you know, little Yachty or whatever his name is, said he was better than Pop. How?
Oh yeah, that was horrible.
How?
That was horrible.
You can't rap for present. How are you gonna say?
Fuck them old heads.
But I think too, it's a different time now, because I think showing love to somebody is showing weakness. My motherfucking state. You know what I mean? We don't respect this cool doctor
shit. You know what I look at it? No, I look at it like, you know how AI went at Jordan. Like, he went, it was at Jordan, but it was out of love. It was like respect. Like, I want to be.
I think today in society it's not cool. Motherfuckers don't show love. They would rather hate 10 out of 10 times than really just pay that man his respect.
But what if in these certain weird scenarios it's actually a person's opinion? Like, what if that is? Like, cause you know, certain times it's hate, right? I can be like, yo, I don't like this, and it can really be coming from a hateful thing. But what if in these certain scenarios?
You can't be mad at someone's opinion at the end of the day. They can word them the right way, too.
And that's you better not disrespect it. Like, I'm a Tupac fanatic. There's a lot of Tupac songs that I don't like. Like, Matt would listen to every song Tupac every day. Tupac rapped the ABCs.
Wait, what song Tupac you don't like now?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm one I don't like, man.
He had a lot of shit. I'm saying, like, Matt, if Tupac has a song rapping the ABCs, Matt gonna listen to it. Like, I don't like it. I'm saying, like, if it comes on, like, I don't have to necessarily hear it, I will skip it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm saying, like, and that's my opinion. That's my opinion. Like, to me, a lot of Pac shits, you know, some people are like, oh, I can listen to All Eyes on Me and not skip a song. But that's not me. I'm not gonna front and say, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some shit around, I feel like fuck with this today. But it's certain songs and certain CDs that you can listen to. You know, like, my favorite Tupac CD was Me Against the World. Because
Me Against the World, baby.
Yeah, I feel like he was more, like, you heard his hurt and you heard, like, you know, so it was, like, passionate to me. And then All Eyes on Me was my revenge, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Revenge Machiavelli, that was my revenge album. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people, like, Pac Suge got this man out of jail.
Yeah.
This man didn't shower, shit, nothing. You know, this man went to the studio.
I heard that. It's not, so you're telling me that's 100% true?
That's 100%.
That he came home.
You know, I say, like, back to back. You see how fast that double CD came out? So that shows you, like, he was rushing and he had, okay, I gotta get this done for this and he'll do this. I don't like this. You know, let me know. Wait. Yeah, you know, so and it depends on what pop you got that day. You know, one day you might get, you know, Michael Bishop. The next day you might get, you know, he might feel bad for bringing her baby. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on that pop.
Trying to record it as fast as possible to get the contract over with, like,
that's not true. And I hate when people say, like, you know, people, and that's another thing. So people always say that's bad shit about Suge. Right. Suge took Pac's money.
Like, that's when the conspiracy came up that Suge had something to do with it.
First of all, there's no way.
This is new documentary where they stare.
Unsolved,
right? Basically saying that, so
that's some bullshit.
Okay.
People like they always say, well, shit was taking Pac's money. Understand, Pac had a past before Pac shot some cops.
Right.
He beat them brothers up.
Right.
Pac was being sued. Pac had legal fees. So every little tool and few that Pac got,
right,
Pac had to pay.
Right.
So it wasn't like shit was like, hey, you know, and it was like Pac was his favorite.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was like,
I could tell that.
Like my son, his son.
Yeah, I could tell
and
that.
And you know how people, they made it seem like Suge talked crazy to Pac. No, he didn't. You know, no, he didn't. He didn't do that because Pac demanded him. He's a man, and he would always. Just like everybody. That's why, like, Pac couldn't fight, but he would fight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And his heart just was, he just had a big heart. Mm-hmm. So he didn't give a fuck. He wasn't gonna like it. You know, if you say some shit to Pac and you know you gonna whoop his ass,
right.
He's still gonna, okay, but you're still a bitch ass nigga and you're gonna take this ass whooping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it just, it's, it, the people make Suge like, and I'm not gonna say that Suge is innocent. Like, I love the sinner.
You're not gonna say he's an
sin.
Angel, you mean?
Like, I love the sinner.
Okay.
But I hate the sin. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna say like,
meaning?
Like I like the fucked up shit that he's done. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that's my uncle. Yeah, and I love him. You know what I'm saying?
Let's make some noise for that. Let's do it. It's just like.